Hi there, folks. It's John Buren calling again from Bolivia. I'm just on the call just below the summit of Cerro Astria, which was today's acclimatization hike. Group did, again, very well today, surprisingly so. We left pretty relaxed time today, about 10 in the morning, under some clouds, but it was a warm day, not too bad, really. We got up to the summit of Cerro Astria, and contrary to some of the guidebooks, we actually got to 5,255 meters, which is a fair amount, I think 200 meters possibly more than the guidebooks say. The team moved really well today. We progressed up onto a bench and through the scree into the col and then eventually up to the summit. I think everyone's had a great day. We got some super views today. One of the great things about Cerro Astria is particularly for Opus, who will be attempting Cabeza de Condor, which is a very distinctive peak reminiscent of the Matterhorn in Europe or Assiniboine in the Canadian Rockies. That's perfect pyramidal shape. We were actually able to discern tracks leading to the summit ridge quite high up out of the hidden gully, which will be Opus's route. I think he was suitably impressed, and I think he's developed a bit of more motivation, which is hard to believe for Opus. I think he's looking forward to that. The rest of the team who will be attempting Pequeño Alamayo, we were treated to some really great views. From where we were on Cerro Astria, we could clearly see the glacier, most of it. Those that were on the trip last year remember how dry it was, which made some made for some difficult conditions, although we did move quite well. This year there's more snow, and that should make it a bit easier, and I think it'll be more enjoyable for all as we travel up there. And we were actually able to see a clear view of the summit of Pequeño Alamayo, which is most of the group's objective for this trip, and it looks spectacular. I think all are suitably impressed and again motivated to get ready for that peak. And we can see Juan Potosi. It's a huge size to the east from where we are. And one interesting thing too that was nice, because of the different layers of clouds, we were actually able to see clouds beyond Pequeño Alamayo that were lower than our altitude at the summit of Cerro Astria. So in these high mountains, that's something that we do see, and it's really a unique experience when you come to these high places. So that's all for today. The rest of the team has already started heading down to camp to do some hot tea and some hot water to wash up with before dinner, and well-earned rest for a good day's acclimatization hike.